Thursday, July 21st. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, we recently did a story on Today in Perspective concerning a Gallup poll. This poll dealt with the trust of the American people in certain institutions that we rely on each and every day. Harry, today I want to focus in on one of those institutions in which the American people have lost a good deal of trust. That is television news. Recently, MSNBC host Katie Turr did an interview with The Hill. She talked about the fact that Americans' trust in television news has dropped. Katie said, "People don't trust us. They don't believe us. And it makes me wonder if this job, as I'm currently doing it, is effective. But if it's doing more harm than good, well, I just don't have a good answer for that."
Kathy Turr, a journalist with MSNBC, is responding to the survey results of the Gallup poll. And we actually did a program on this, as you mentioned. And one of the things that we noted was the precipitous fall of trust in the media in general, journalists in particular, and television journalists actually suffered more in this Gallup poll than even newspaper journalists. So her response is, "I don't know whether this is worth it or not if they don't trust us." Probably what she needs to do is to ask herself, why don't they trust us? A number of years ago, the church I pastored was given a radio station. We started a ministry of an all-news format, and you actually managed both the station and that particular initiative. The byline we put in place, reporting the news, not making the news. But we acknowledged that we were having another program that would be an editorial analysis of the news. In other words, we followed what had been a well-served ethic in journalism. You have your news reporting on one page and your news analysis on the other. But that ethical framework has clearly been dismissed. And so now you find news reporting actually making news editorializing. People want a news agency to give them the facts, not their framing of the facts.
Interestingly, Harry, there is another survey out from Pew Research, just came out last week. It indicated that 55% of journalists surveyed saying that every side of the news does not always deserve equal coverage. However, 76% of Americans believe journalists should always strive to give all sides of the news.
So there is the crux of the problem. The majority of those in journalism have made the decision, we know what you need to hear and how you need to hear it. Instead of letting their listeners process, we're going to process it and tell you what you ought to be thinking about this event. And we are doing so from our perspective, and we're giving that to you as if it is the news instead of our analysis of the news. And in light of those who would disagree with us, we're not going to give the opposing view any status because we don't think you should hear it. That's why they don't trust you. They do not believe that you are transcendent, that you are omniscient as a journalist. They want you to give them the news. And if you want to give them your analysis, fine. They'll decide whether they want to listen to it or not. So there you've got the core of the issue, that the field of journalism is now filled with, and dare I say it, arrogant journalists who have determined how they will present this news and how they will determine what you need to hear and how it needs to be presented. And any other analysis is not going to be reported to you.
To that end, Katie Turr ends her interview with The Hill talking about Donald Trump's presidency. She said, quote, "I guess it felt like the moment was so scary and dire with Donald Trump in the presidency that the people needed to seek comfort in somebody who they felt was fighting the good fight. People appreciated the way I covered Donald Trump."
Well, if they did, why don't the ratings reveal that? That is, again, getting comfort from your own presuppositions, not from the response to those that you're talking to. Now, let me just say, people may not like the way someone presents facts and they don't want to listen to them. That's fine. Just keep presenting the facts. But that's not what she's saying. She said, I had determined in light of this president how the news should be presented to the people in order to insulate them from what I believe were the bad consequences of this president. In other words, I'm not going to give you the facts. I'm going to give you the facts the way that you need to hear them so that you can respond in a way that is in opposition to this president. And so you made that commitment. Well, they're telling you they don't want you to do that. That's why they're telling you they've lost trust.
Harry, going back to her self-analysis, she said, people don't trust us. They don't believe us. It makes me wonder if this job, as I'm currently doing it, is effective. But if it's doing more harm than good, I don't have a good answer for that, though. Those thoughts linger in the back of my mind. They linger, though, because I do love it, and I think it's important, and I'm hoping to find a better way to communicate with people.
I would love to sit and talk with her, and just as she said, is this job, as I am currently doing it, and I quote her, is it effective? Answer, no. Not if you want to be a journalist. If you want to be an editorialist, then you just have to go to the marketplace. Do people want to listen to you or not? But if you want to be a journalist, I'm going to give you the facts. And over here, I'll editorialize. You just said you're not doing that. So as you are doing it, no, I don't think it's worthwhile if you're looking for satisfaction as a journalist. You've got to report the news. Don't become a part of the news. Don't make the news. And don't become the filter of the news. You become the megaphone of the news. You become the announcer of the news. Then you can go over there and editorialize if you want to. I would advise you not to. I think you got to make a decision. Am I a Walter Cronkite or am I a Sean Hannity? Am I a Walter Cronkite? I'm going to give you the news. Or am I a Tucker Carlson? Am I a Walter Cronkite or am I a Kathy Turr who says, well, here's the news, but my distrust of this president is so deep, I need to protect the people by the way I present the news. You just became an editorialist. So there are great lessons here, Tom. Let me sum it up this way. World and life, you can never escape when you are conversing with people on how you receive the events of life. And then as you communicate it, your presuppositions will govern the way that you communicate it. But you can ethically filter yourself out of it to some degree, whereby you say, here is the facts. On December the 7th, the Japanese Empire declared war on the United States through an aerial campaign of bombardment. That's the facts. Now, why did they pick the 7th? That would be editorializing. You can give the what and put how you respond over here. And that's what people are saying they want. Otherwise, when you present an editorialized version of news, as if it is an objective reporting of the news, you lose their trust. And that's what's happening in the field of journalism. News reporting is the first step of writing history. It needs to get the facts straight first. Then it can sidebar with editorializing. And that's what is needed today in the news agency. And if anywhere it is most needed, it's in broadcast journalism. And the surveys are telling you that's what we want. And that's why we don't trust you, because that's not what you're giving us. You are determining what you want us to hear and how we are to respond to it. Instead of giving us simply the facts, we want the news, then we will make the editorial judgments on it or pick the editorialist that we want to listen to.
As we close out for today, let me remind you the best way to stay in touch with us is by downloading the Briarwood app. Simply go to your favorite app store, type in Briarwood PCA. You'll have access to audio, video, and written resources. The app is yours at no cost. Also, let me remind you, we love to hear from you. Please send your comments and suggestions for issues that we might cover. Write to us at inperspective@briarwood.org. We'll do stop by again tomorrow, Friday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.